Hey y'all, this is Laura J, and this is It's a Joke, Take It, It's Free podcast. I'm still doing this podcast because I'm still getting charged for it, so I might as well just do it. So, anywho, life has been super sucky, you know. So between 2023 last year and this year, 2024, I got engaged, I got dumped, I dated a crush that I have had a crush on for like 7, 8 years, and then they ghosted me. So it's just been a whirlwind and all that stuff. And I'm super sleepy, but I just got this all logged in and all that. And I don't know. I'm just like, what the hey is going on? And yeah. So that's that. That's what's going on here. And I'm just going to go on to doopy doo my Reddit because I feel like it. So, yeah, so I'm just getting back in the swing of things, but I feel like everyone I'm talking to, everything's my fault, which is so annoying. And it's just really not great. Just not doing good mentally. I'm just sad. At least I'm staying sober. Where's my kitty cat? What are you doing? Hi. And trying to not be a hoarder. Trying not to be a hoe. I'm actually doing better at the latter rather than being a hoarder. I just sold this, like, green formal dress that, I kid you not, is, like, the size of a beanbag. And the label that I put on there said 12 ounces, and I swear to God, it's probably, like, 3 pounds or more. Anywho, I tried to go get a rooster today from, like, my colleague's house, but they weren't home, and I didn't have food, and I didn't know what, I didn't know what the rooster looked like. So there was, like, this white humongous one, which is the one I wasn't supposed to get, but then there was this, like, black and white humongo one that started, like, running away, and I don't know, I wasn't sure, because the chicken that was smaller, that, you know, probably was the hen, also looked the exact same. The only difference was size, and I thought that, like, a specific rooster had specific gobbly things that made them super gobbly, you know, or not, whatever, what am I saying? That made them noticeable to the outside, but only the white rooster did a cock-a-doodle-doo. So anywho, and so my mom and I were, like, giving up, and then she was, like, looking for a specific pair of sunglasses, and then she was like, oh my God, Laura, get out of the car, get out of the car. I was like, what the heck? And I thought there was, like, a snake or something. And it turns out that my colleague's cat had gotten into our car. Like, what the hey? Oh, by the way, and my cat went missing for, like, 3 months because I was staying with my parents' house. I was staying at my parents' house with my parents, with their house. And was coming back to feed mine, and then my cat was literally, like, down the road. Anywho, So got my cat back. But anyway, my neighbor's cat is missing today, and she let me know about that. And then we almost came home with my collie's cat instead of the rooster. So that's what's going on here. There's a lot to unpack. Yeah. God. And I'm just so over almost everything. But luckily I am almost done with my data camp. Dear Lord, that's taken me a long freaking time, but I'm on my final capstone and I've already voted. Woohoo. So even if I die tomorrow, my vote still counts. Yay. Oh, I've been posting on Reddit. I've been doing photography. That's been super exciting. I've been listening to Megan Dia. Because I think all of the albums that came out in 2024 sucked. So, except for maybe Billie Eilish's and maybe Ariana Grande's. But I was super disappointed with the Sabrina Carpenter, whatever the freak album. What was it? Short and Sweet? Not a Taylor Swift fan. I'm actually, like, a fan of the Snark Reddit. Billie's was alright. I didn't love Lana's like everyone else and their mother. Charlie XCX. I didn't really get that. I was more on like a Predator kick while everyone else was doing like Brat Girl Summer. So like I liked it for Predator vs. Alien. By the way, Predator is my new celebrity crush. Like, I think if it all goes down and Predator's real, we know how to defeat him, even though they'll keep evolving. But I do like the optimistic part that we team up sometimes to defeat creepy, gross aliens. Ugh, I hate aliens. I hate aliens so much. You could, like, you could ditch me. I could be the last person on Earth, but, like, not going to space. No, no, no. And I learned that I guess you don't automatically die if a door opens on your spacecraft. Like in the movie Aliens, I guess you can hold on and try to not get sucked out into space. And it's not like all the oxygen gets out immediately. I don't know. I'm so not buying it, but I totally thought that was Hollywoodized. But I don't know. That, granted, this is my ex-fiance that freaking told me this, so. And we do not fight. I mean, we do not get along. Oh my god, I'm so tired. Sorry, I've been having such long days. But anyway, now I'm just doing this as, like, a little freaking, I don't know, like, emotional, mental health thing. Oh my god, my therapist also broke up with me. Because I've been getting so busy with all these, like, jobs. And, she was like, we cannot have too short of a session. And, reminder, you need to cancel ahead of time. And this seems like a pattern for you. I was like, I don't care if you charge me or not. Like, I just want the option of therapy, but not if I'm going to be feel bad about it. So, therapist broke up with me, and then I was having car trouble. Like, I literally broke my car after, I, like, vacuumed it, but I guess I vacuumed it, like, too hard, and then the gear kind of got stuck. So, now I have, like, where the the gear lock is, I have, like, these little tweezers in to get the little button to go. And anyway, I was supposed to volunteer while my car was, like, being super finicky before I, like, hacked it. And then, so canceled on, like, the local organization. And then was supposed to do it the next week, but overslept. And then I was just like, oh, I'm just going to have to cancel. And they were like, good. I was going to give you an orientation, but I guess we can't count on you and all that. And my mental health is so low and little right now that, like, I wish I could express to Dennis, sir, that, you know, if you would have just given me a little bit of grace, I probably would have freaking been there this weekend, but I can't do it on your terms, and your sassiness was incredible, and you catch more flies with honey. Like, dude, if you would like people to be there the next day for volunteering, you seriously need to send out confirmation calls the night before or text messages. I've organized. I've been flaked on. I know I'm a freaking flake. And, like, whenever I said I won't make the mistake of volunteering again, they were like, "What?" He said, "Wow, wish you would stay with us." And I was like, you said that you either wanted reliable volunteers, oops, or you, like, want members and interest. But I said I wasn't reliable at this time. So it's like, if you're going to put this on me, then I'm not reliable and don't want to be part of your snooty organization, Dennis. Ugh. So everything's kind of been not great, obviously. I finally kind of got a response from my ex that I had a crush on for a long time that goes to me. Because, like, new people are hitting me up, or old familiar people are hitting me up, and it's like, I don't want to go through the same BS again. I don't want to get blindsided again. I don't want to feel like being a loser. I don't know necessarily what I did that was so god-awful. I don't know. So my life's been a joke lately. Any people from Hinge have been, like, freaking weird. What? Oh, someone texted. I don't know who this is. Who is this? Go. Ah, kitty cat. Girl. Oh my gosh. Oh, by the way, yeah. Ah, owie, ow, 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 ow. Girl. That was so rude. Ugh. So anyway, at least I'm sober, because, like, homegirl has a lot to complain about, but I've just been mainly crying. That is so weird that, sorry, I just got distracted. I have a clock that ticks, but it has batteries, so it's working, but it has a little thing below, like a little grandfather, little clocky thing. Underneath. Okay, you guys don't need to yell at each other. Jazzy, stop. Addison, stop. And the pendulum thing wasn't spinning. yeah. These are the things I think about at night. Oh my gosh, I was also thinking about how the word dorky and dorky are homophones, sort of. So like, oh my gosh. So you could have a dorky dorky, you know? Yeah. So that was something I was thinking about the other day. I think about, oh my gosh, there was a silly little accident. Well, a super tragic accident on 81 where, like, dozens and dozens of cows just grim reapered. So, I don't know. Everyone's driving crazy. Like, my mom and I saw this guy get squished and squished on a bridge, and he was the only one there, and the fire people were there, but the other vehicle that squished him, nowhere in sight. And we're like, okay, so we see a hit and run. Like, it's been so weird. Oh yeah, it was the grilled cheese and tomato soup festival in town. Holla. Holla fadala. And yeah, I guess that's cool. I'm getting kind of sleepy, which is okay, because I'm ready to go to bed and have a nice day tomorrow, spending time with the kiddos. I can't wait to, like, foster some kids or something, since I think I'm gonna die alone, romantically. Like, I don't think anyone should even really have to deal with me. Like, because if you deal with me, and then you stop dealing with me, but don't fucking tell me, like, I'm gonna blow up your spot, essentially. And, like, the most annoying thing is most people always come back around. Ugh, so. And, but by then, it'll be like, oh, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And everyone's getting married, so congratulations to everyone else. Everyone else getting proposed, like my cousin. My other cousin just had a baby. And I'm just trying to not drink alcohol. I guess I'm freaking doing it. Ugh. Oh well. I'm healthy. Not that happy, but I'm healthy. Oh, that's... Anywho, so, daylight savings time, so it makes me think of that, Avril Lavigne song where she's like, fall back, take a look at me and you'll see I'm for real, and you got to let me know, cause I flow better when my colors show, and you got to let creativity bloom inside my room. So she does, like, this little rappy thing, but yeah. Daylight saving times, fall back, Avril Lavigne, conspiracy theory, clone. I really thought there'd be more cloning. Maybe that'll be like 3,000. But it's like, we don't even care about the people who clone their dogs and stuff. It's like, I guess, cloning's just not really a thing. Anyway, yeah, I'm taking a lot of pictures, I'm getting a lot of, like, little thumbs up on Reddit on the pictures, I'm having a lot of fun with my digital camera, very tired of trying to talk to people and make friends, I'm just kind of over being friendly, because I'm just so sad. So, I'm just going to try to start working, keeping myself busy, start paying down my debt, getting rid of items, clothing, and all that, and, just keep on keeping on. Like, if Britney Spears can do it, maybe I can freaking do it. I don't know, but, so yeah, this is Laura. This is Laura J. I do have my YouTube channel that I've been majorly slacking on because everyone wanted me to get naked. That was so weird. And I set up boundaries, and then I felt like a little see you next Tuesday because of setting up freaking boundaries. Oh, wow. Sorry, this is really just a bitch sesh. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Oh, but at least I'm sober. At least I'm sober, y'all. I'm Linda. Is this Nina's phone number? This is not Nina. What the freak? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I definitely don't think I'm a chicken lady. Why did the chicken cross the road? To avoid getting caught by Rara. Oh my gosh, P. Diddy is so weird. He's a freaking alleged, or the jury, like, you know, will be tried as a sexual criminal. Oh, Eminem had a good album. Speaking of dissing Diddy, I really liked Eminem's album. Yeah, so, anywho, I'll be doing more of these because I need to not be in my head so much. And I don't like when people dislike me for my looks. I don't even have any good looks. They don't stay. I look so weird in the winter. I look so weird whenever I'm breaking out and whenever I'm sad. And so the few people who've thought I've looked good, I think, have changed their mind either because of my personality or whatever. So if anyone is interested in my personality, truly, good luck. Yep, that was a hanger. Ugh. I don't even know who Nina is. Alright, well, I'm going to stop this and sign off for tonight. And just remember that it's a joke. My life currently is definitely a joke. And it's free, so remember, it's a joke. Take it. It's free. Ciao. Bye.